Well, you've probably caught on already the theme of this morning's service from Vacation Bible School and from the nice coincidence, although I don't believe in coincidences anymore, of this reading being in the lectionary about welcoming as well. The theme is welcome, being welcoming. But before I talk about that, let me just say a word about this psalm as well that you heard both read and sung. The psalm has this image of oil being poured upon the head. That's how good and wonderful it is when God's people are together. It's like oil running down your head and your beard. And that may strike our modern sensibilities as maybe a little strange. Maybe not so pleasant. I don't know, the idea of oil running down your head. It might be like, I don't know, finger painting or playing in the mud puddles or something. But in the time in which this psalm was written, and in that culture, an arid desert region where there was no running water. That's how people would refresh and cleanse themselves with oil. So the idea of oil running down your head, it's sort of like saying when God's people are together, that's as good as a hot shower after a long, busy day. It's that refreshing and wonderful. And it is when God's people are together and when they are welcoming. Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes God, the one who sent me. And what Jesus, I think, is really saying, it's not just about people welcoming us, it's about us welcoming others as well. The idea here is really, whenever you welcome someone, you welcome Jesus. You welcome God. And this is true for us as individuals, but it's also true for us as congregation. I have yet to encounter a church that didn't claim to be a welcoming congregation. With all the best intentions, as we also claim to be, and I think are generally a welcoming congregation. But it's sort of like saying, I'm a loving person. You can always do better. Well, I'll just speak for myself. I can always do better. And I think it's true of us as Christians being welcoming. We can always do better. And there's a couple things about welcoming that I think come out in these readings. One is, notice the welcoming has to do, the one specific thing Jesus mentions is a cup of cold water. It's as simple as that. A little thing, it may seem, a cup of cold water. But in the middle of the desert, after a long, dusty ride on your camel, hey, that's a true welcome in someone's tent, a cup of cold water. It's often the little things that either make us truly welcoming or not. I was reminded of a friend of mine I grew up with, a very nice guy. His family was very nice, had a beautiful house. And when I would go to his house, though, every room had a plastic runner on the carpet. And all the furniture had plastic on it. So no matter how welcoming they tried to be, I was always sort of, you know, doing this, you know, stay on the plastic. Don't get off. Don't really sit on any of the furniture or anything. There are some churches that way. You know, yeah, welcome, but you come in and you're sort of like, don't mess anything up. It's often the little things. Well, I'm going to suggest two aspects of being truly welcoming that I think are important. Again, as individuals, but particularly as congregations. One is your welcome must be authentic. And let me say along those lines, when Jesus says welcome, I think he's really talking about love. It must be authentic. It must be from the heart. It can't be put on. We're not talking about Walmart greeters here. I mean, no offense to Walmart greeters, but when you walk in and they say to you, "Hi, welcome to Walmart. We're so glad you're here." I don't really believe it, oh, really. I mean, and no offense, I'm sure some of those greeters are trying their best, but they say that 10,000 times a day to every single person who walks through there, And I'm just not sure I believe it. So we don't want our welcome to be like a Walmart greeter. Put yourself in the other person's shoes, the person you are welcoming. And make your welcome authentic. Too often the welcome in some churches is this. Hi there. Hi, what's your name? Welcome. Welcome. Hey, are you a visitor? We're so glad you're here. Hey, stand up a minute so all these strangers you don't know can look at you and focus on you for a minute. And by the way, what committee would you like to be on? That's not really an authentic welcome. It's a little too much. Sometimes a welcome can be as simple as just as the kids were saying, a smile. Hi, we are glad you're here. And let me suggest as well, remember Jesus talks about a cup of water? Maybe the first thing we should tell any visitor, hi, welcome. The bathrooms are right there. Because it seems silly, but if someone comes in and they need to use the bathroom and you spend 5 minutes welcoming them, they're not thinking I'm really welcome. They're thinking, where the heck's the bathroom? I've discovered this as I get older. More and more I want to know where the bathroom is. That's a primary thing. Again, little things, but authentic. Hi, welcome. We're not going to overwhelm you with a welcome, but we are truly glad you're here. The other thing about being welcoming is it's unconditional. It's not we welcome you because we hope you're going to join the church. We welcome you because we want you to join us for worship or any of that. Now, it's not that we don't want people to join this church, but that's not the reason we welcome them. We welcome you because we want to be a welcoming community. We welcome you because we want you to feel welcome. That's simple. Unconditional. So it means regardless of what someone looks like, how they're dressed, who they are, they walk through that door and we welcome them. And we welcome them equally. So if someone comes in and says, I'm just passing through, you're never going to see me again, I don't have any money and I don't believe in giving to churches anyway, we welcome that person just as much as the person who walks in and says, hi, I just moved to town. I've got a family of 30. We all just won the lottery. We love to give our money to churches. And by the way, I love teaching preschool. We welcome both those people equally. Because it's about being welcoming, unconditional. If you are here with us, you are welcome. Because whoever walks through that door is Jesus Christ. So we welcome them. Let me ask two specific questions of you before I wrap up here. Again, getting back to how welcoming we are. We want to be the most welcoming community we can be. So let me ask two questions. Is there anyone in this sanctuary this morning that you have never said hello to or don't know their name or introduced yourself to? If so, I invite you to take a moment to rectify that after the service. This question as well. During the fellowship time, do you find yourself sitting at the table with the same people each week? There's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. But might it be nice to sit with someone you don't know or haven't sat with at fellowship time before? Two things will be done here. You'll meet someone new, but also you'll have let a seat at your table be open to someone new as well. What does it mean to be truly welcoming? It must be authentic and unconditional, and it's often about the little things we do or don't do. But if we work on this every day, we will become more and more a loving community, a welcoming community. And folks, the better we get at that, well, that's as good as oil running all over your head. Amen.